You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Thanks for hanging out with boys this morning. Got a lot coming up today, including the return of Boys Against the Girls, which is tied up for the month of November. Got a 2-point Tuesday on the Mindbender, and who knows what other bits of stereo hijinks we'll get into. What's going on with your face?
I went in yesterday at 2 o'clock for my dental appointment, my first cavities ever. So I had to go in and get two cavities filled.
I was
actually quite nervous because I didn't know what to expect. I've never done this before, so I was a little bit nervous.
You know how I know you were nervous and scared?
Because I didn't talk about it?
You didn't talk about it at all yesterday.
I didn't even mention it. I didn't want to think about it.
I didn't know on the show yesterday that yesterday was the day.
The big day.
And you were probably trembling all day long.
I will say I showed up to the office a little early and just kind of sat in the parking lot. You know, just kind of breathed a little bit, just kind of psyching myself up to get in there.
Oh, my God, this is so great.
And, you know, everyone's been telling me, oh, this will be so easy. It's a piece of cake. They get in there, they knock it out. The dental office was putting me at ease with multiple emails and messages saying, you know what, this will take about 45 minutes. We'll get you in and out. Shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
I left the dentist office yesterday 2 hours and 10 minutes later. For two cavities.
Because you were crying and refusing to get in the chair.
A multitude of reasons. One, they were short-staffed. They only had one dentist.
They had to drag you to the chair.
Right.
And
they put the straps on me and everything. They had one dentist, so she would work on me for a little bit. And then she's like, oh my God, I got to run off and cut a crown off. So she'd run off and do that. Then she'd come back and work on me a little bit. And she'd run off and be like, I got to pull a tooth real quick on this kid. So that was part of it. They were short-staffed. Second, they did find a third cavity. Because one of the cavities, she's like, oh, the next door neighbor is, feeding off your other cavity. So they had to do three, which sucks. And the third reason, the biggie, I could not get numb. They could not numb the left side of my head. They gave me the shot, on the right, completely numbed it. They were able to work on that tooth, no problem. Gave me the first shot on the left, and she started. And I was like, oh, I can feel that. She's like, oh, okay, well, let's give you another shot.
Okay.
Two shots in. She starts up. Whoa, I can feel that. That's got a good tingle to it. Huh. Let's go ahead and give you a third shot. She slams a third shot into the left side of my head. Starts going at it. Oh, no, I can feel that, too. She kind of sits back and goes, huh. Well, I guess we need to bring out the good stuff.
Wait a minute. Let me raise a hand here and ask a question.
Yeah.
Was this perhaps psychosomatic that you were so nervous about?
No, no, no. Because she did the right. The right was fine. One shot, boom, done.
Yeah.
And she's like, this is strange. She's like, you are, you're wired a little different here on the left. We should not be having any feeling. And multiple people came in and were asking me, you know, if I had redheads in the family, because there's that whole thing with redheads. Yeah. They don't take anesthesia very well. She asked me if I had smoked a big fat joint in the parking lot before I came in, because if you're on marijuana, it'll affect She's like, any medications? I'm like, nothing.
Do they know you?
I was like, no, I didn't smoke any pot weed in the parking lot. Yeah. So out comes shot number four, a giant syringe. She's like the flimflax or whatever she called it. And she's like, the assistant's there. She's like, put the purple tip on that one. But go ahead and put the purple tip. I'm like, what's the purple tip do? What's the purple tip? And I guess it gives you a bigger injection.
Okay.
And so four shots later in the left side of my face, finally no feeling. And as she's putting that fourth one in, she's like, well, I hope you don't want to feel your eyes or your nostrils for the next day. And I couldn't feel my eye last night. I still really can't feel my left nostril. I have no feeling in my lips or cheek on the left side. It's like, I don't feel any of this. Nothing. That's I feel nothing. So I had five shots of, four of them were Novocaine, and I don't know what the fifth one was. In my head last night, and I was drooling like crazy, man.
So
this easy peasy cavity appointment was 2 hours and 10 minutes later, and I couldn't feel my face.
Now, I have been down that path before. I remember when I had a crown one time, it was not taking, but what they did, rather than keep pumping more stuff in, they just waited a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Because they gave me either two, might have been three, but they were like, we're just going to wait. And after they waited a while, then it took effect.
Yeah, and that was part of the reason I was there for a little bit longer, because it's like, well, wait, we'll give you 10 minutes. You know, came back, tried it, nothing. Well, we got to wait another 10 minutes because we're giving you another shot. And it just went on and on.
You know, it does happen to people. And there's some people that it takes a while. And like they said, you're wired a little bit differently.
Yep. Yep.
And I don't know, there could have been some, at least a measure of nerves involved too, that you were just so at a heightened sense of,
I don't know.
Your body might have been on red alert too. I don't know.
Could have been adrenaline issues or whatever.
But let's go back. Forget the shots for just a minute. The procedures themselves, it was nothing, right? You didn't even.
It's uncomfortable, but.
It's the sound and the smell.
Sound and the smell. It's uncomfortable. It really is. I don't want to have to do it again, so I'm going to be flossing like a son of a gun. I don't want to have to do it again.
Well, you're just older now, my friend.
I know. So we'll see. We'll see, man. But yeah, it was just, I just thought it was funny because by the end of it, by the time I stood up, because I had been leaning back like for 2 hours, you know, I was lightheaded. I couldn't feel my face. And I was like, screw every person that told me this would be no big deal. Screw you guys.
Hold on a second.
Because it was.
I need to play a special song for you. I need to play that the Weeknd song, I Can't Feel My Face.
Oh, perfect.
I need to play that for you right now. Now, this is actually about what? It's about heroin or cocaine or something?
Yeah, or, you know, or cavities.
We'll make it about cavities.